Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, good evening, my friends, and welcome to today's NWCR radio show brought to you by Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Okay, all you students of history, all you students of the law, settle down. We're going to have a history lesson here, and it's well worth your attention. It's not going to be anywhere near as good as I wanted it because I ran out of time and didn't get the chance to put the audio for this in here. But all I can say is, so attention all you people who are upset about Donald Trump's, about that Donald Trump is losing. So pay attention all you people who are joyous that Joe the basement dweller Biden is winning. This is for all of you, so listen up and pay attention. According to the Constitution, if this goes on and ends up, it will end up in the House of Representatives if a winner is not officially declared. And then the House will elect our next president. But folks, this isn't what everyone thinks. Excuse me. Since I do not want to have to do the audio that I had, and I haven't been able to find it, and then break into my intro, I will come to us now, and we'll be back for this very informative show on the Constitution.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert the Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. After our intro, and hello, I am using my regular microphone again, and hopefully it will continue to work. Last time I used this, I got 20 minutes into the show and everything ended, so hopefully if somebody shows up into the chat room and they tell me there's no sound, I can get the other microphone hooked up to this, but as it sits now, we are back. And what we have here is what the Constitution says if Donald Trump has not conceded or Joe Biden hasn't conceded by the time the inauguration day comes. And this is by law, folks. It has happened two times before. like the man in the audio that I had, and I cannot find it. I have no idea where the heck I put it. But I had recorded it, made it into an audio, and I put it somewhere. I usually have a folder that I put them in, but it's not there. So I'm not exactly sure where it went. But one of the things that this whole thing says, if the election is not decided by a certain time, then it's going to go to the House of Representatives. Now, I know when all of you liberals out there are going to be jumping for glee and jumping for joy over this, but according to Amendment 12 of the Constitution, folks, it gives us the answer for what is going on. And if the president has not been elected by a majority of votes or by the majority of anything, and nothing's been solved by a certain time, the Amendment 12 gives the Constitution of the Constitution gives us the answer here, because it will send the votes to the House of Representatives. Now, like I said, all of you people who were thinking, well, this is really great because the Democrats rule the House of Representatives, but that is not how the votes will be. You see, the House of Representatives, you see, everyone on Biden's side or the Republicans who don't have the spine to weather what is coming, what we have to realize here is that with all of the things that are going on right now, the lawsuits and the new answers coming out to what has happened on election night and how the Constitution, you know, how there has been voter fraud and all this stuff. If none of this is resolved and say Trump concedes, then it really doesn't matter any of this. It doesn't matter that there was fraud. It doesn't matter that there was vote harvesting, which there has been. It doesn't matter if there was a whole bunch of votes that were supposed to go to Trump that had been changed over to Biden. None of that will matter, because once, if Trump concedes, it's all over. The Constitution in Amendment 12 supplies that answer. And like I had in the audio, most people think that since this will go to the House of Representatives to elect the president, then Biden will win because the House is majority Democrat. But that is with all the Congress critters that are out there. When it goes to the House, there will be only 50 votes, one for each state. And we have to look at this here, folks. It's 37 of the states right now are Republican-led. That is the way it is written in the Constitution and the law and how it should be done. But mark my words, the Democrats who know the law, and Donald Trump and his lawyers know that law too. But if this goes to the favor of Donald Trump, the Democrats are all going to scream foul, and this will start all over again, even though by law it was done right. We will have another 4 years of insanity from the left. So you people who don't want that, then if Biden wins, you will be happy because things will go back to normal. But here is what we have here. Since the election of 2016, Trump went to Trump and not Hillary, this whole thing has lost all normality, and we will probably never see normal again, at least until saner heads take over and restore law and order. Biden will not do that, even if he wins. The only way law and order will ever come back to America is for the Democrats, most every one of them, gets taken out of office, and the sooner the better. They do not follow the rule of law, and I am including a lot of the Republicans in this one too. We have many critters, and we have too many critters in office that care nothing for the Constitution, care nothing for the rule of law, and care nothing for what is right. All they want is what they want, nothing more, nothing less. And that, in my patriotic friends, we have a war on our hands, and a war that is for the soul of America. And this whole thing with this Amendment 12, we have to remember that Hillary told Biden, do not concede under any, for any reason. And for that same reason, you know, Hillary said that she's smart in that one aspect. She knows the law. She knows why. Okay. And most people are not thinking about this right now. But what I'm saying is Trump needs to not concede under any circumstances, because once he does, it's all over. It's the same thing for Biden. Once he does, it's all over. And that is the way it is. But the electors, in Amendment 12, it says the electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for president and vice president, one of whom at least shall not be an inhabitant of the same state with themselves. They shall name in their ballots the person voted for as president, and in distinct ballots the person voted for as vice president, and they shall make distinct laws or be distinct lists of all persons voted for as president and of all persons voted for as vice president, and the number of votes for each, which lists they shall sign and certify. So this whole thing, Biden is claiming victory, but this whole thing has not gone to that point yet. None of the votes have been certified. None of the votes have been completely counted yet. And as long as they haven't been, there is no winner. And it doesn't matter, you know, the media in this whole thing, I ain't going to give it up. Joe Biden is not the president until all of the numbers have been certified. And it hasn't been yet. It hasn't been yet. And as long as that hasn't been done, we don't have a winner. And New Orleans Wake Up in the chat room says, give it up, please. Joe Biden is the president-elect. No, he's not. It hasn't been certified yet. By law, by the Constitution, that has to be done before he is elected before he's elected president-elect. And it has to be done before Trump could be elected. Do you understand on that? It is the Constitution. It is the law. It is the way it's set up. And no president has ever been elected without that. And as it stands right now, that hasn't happened. And with as much cheating and as much fraud has been going on and as much fraud is being found out right now, it's going to push that process back. And that's all there is to it. The votes have not been certified yet. As a matter of fact, none of the states' votes have been certified yet. Yeah, facing few indictments when he is out of office. Which ones? Tell me. Prove it. What indictments? He hasn't done anything except bring unemployment down to the lowest levels it's ever been, bring our economy back up, even while the Democrats were doing their farce of an impeachment thing on him, doing their farce of a Russian collusion thing. All of this has been disproved. Trump is the source of what rumor? Tell me. Don't give me things that you in your head think are facts because you heard it from the lamestream lying media. Give me facts. Essentially, what I have done tonight is given facts. Has not lost the election. Biden has not won the election because it has not been certified yet. And that's all there is to it. There is nothing that you can do about it. There is nothing anybody else can do about it. Until he's certified, he's not president. Until Trump is certified, he's not president. Until the certifications have happened, nobody has won. Tax evasion, my ass. That's a bunch of bullshit, and you know it. Fraudulent business practices. Oh, yeah, right. Where is the proof of this? All you're saying is just a bunch of words. All you're saying is just a bunch of words. And you're just bringing up names of somebody. Nothing has been proven. Nothing. Give me the proof. Show me the proof. There is no proof there. I know all of you Democrats out there would like to think that the proof is there. Oh, yes, we've got all this. Everything's going to happen. And Trump's going to go to jail when he gets out of the White House. No, he's not. No, he's not. Yeah, Manhattan DA and the New York State Attorney General, they're liberal to the core, and they're about as dishonest as anybody can be. The whole Democrat Party is as dishonest as anybody can be. They have pulled so many scams and so many fraudulent things since Trump has been in office that it's a wonder Trump hasn't fired everybody else. It's a wonder that anybody even voted for the Democrats. But I'll tell you the reason why they did is because the media, and probably what you are listening to, New Orleans Wake Up, the media, New York Slimes, all of these newspapers that will tell things that are not the truth, but then they push it as the truth without giving any proof. Shake your head all you want. But you guys are the ones that are brainwashed because you read the lying, lamestream liberal media that couldn't tell the truth if their lives depended on it. And their lives do depend on it. Mark my words, they depend on it, but they don't realize it because they're too stupid. All they want to do is push what is wrong and push what is happening in their minds as the truth when they wouldn't know the truth if it smacked them across the face. They keep talking about how Trump is like Hitler and how Trump is like the latest article that I'd found was one person who had said that Trump is just as bad as Hitler when it comes to what happened in 1939 with the I had that here. But you tell me here. I have an article here that shows 1 week after the 2020 election, President Trump's approval rating takes a turn to his historic high. Now, if he had lost and things had been so bad, would his rating go so much higher? No, it wouldn't. As a matter of fact, his rating would drop. But it's not. His rating is going up. During the whole thing before the election, you'd see one of Trump's last rallies had 57,000 people at it. Biden couldn't buy 57,000 people to come to his rallies. He had 10, 20, 30, maybe 100. And they all looked like they were stone cold dead. There was no enthusiasm, nothing. You cannot tell me that there was no fraud. You cannot tell me there was no election messing with everything because the Democrats did it. It's been proven, and there is a lot of proof out there of this. Well, you can have your suit and mask to match for the inauguration ball because that's fine and dandy. But I'll tell you what. With everything, there's absolutely all kinds of fraud, and it's been proven. All kinds of fraud, and it's proven. It's just that you read the lamestream lying media, they won't talk about it. Because in the Democrats' minds and the lying media's minds, what is going on is one of them, all he has to do is say there's absolutely no fraud, and poof, it's gone. But only in the Democrats' minds. Nancy Pelosi, when she went and after that speech that Donald Trump made where she tore up the script behind him, that was a federal law that she broke there. And nobody's going after her for it. Nobody's going after her for it. And that's just the sadness of this whole thing. People seem to think that since they read it in black and white, read it in the New York Slimes newspaper or some other stupid liberal newspaper that wouldn't know the truth if it smacked them across the face, think that since you've read that in one of them newspapers, it's god-awful, it's God's truth. No, it's not. There has been so much fraud, and it's been documented. It's been documented. And that's all there is to it. That it's just been documented. And what you thinking that there was no fraud, it's just because you have been following what the news media is saying. Now, the Democrats are always trying to tell all of us that there is no proof of two allegations that ballots are being lost and thrown away when it comes to Republican ballots disappearing and reasons why mail-in ballots should not be done. But there is always proof. Also, from the Epic New Times comes this one about election integrity. Pennsylvania postal workers face jail time after attempting to dump mail. Sean Trosk, 48 of Pittsburgh, a mail carrier who worked out of Mount Oliver, admitted that trash bags found in front of his house contained mail he was supposed to deliver, according to court documents. Special agents with the USPS Office of Inspector General, a law enforcement agency, went to Trosk's home after a tipster reported the man had placed 9 trash bags out on the curb for pickup by trash truck. He initially said only one of the bags contained mail, but ultimately acknowledged that all of them did. Trosk told the investigators that the mail had been intended for delivery on his route and acknowledged that it was wrong to throw mail into the trash. The U.S. Office of U.S. Attorney Scott Brady said, agents inventoried the mail recovered from the trash bags in the mail carrier's vehicles. Over 1,600 pieces of mail were counted. No mail-in ballots were among the seized mail. One mail-in ballot request form was. Neighbors had said Trosk was discarding mail on a regular basis. Now, if that's not proof of something, I don't know what is. But an employee of Persad Center told a USPS agent on October 8th that he or she recovered mail from a trash bin outside of their office. Surveillance video from the center captured a mail carrier throwing mail into the trash bin. The approximately 100 pieces of mail did not contain any mail-in ballots, but it did contain one request for a mail-in ballot. Investigators interviewed McLagan and admitted he was discarding mail intended for delivery into multiple trash cans. He estimated that he discarded mail intended for delivery into a trash can that day. Neither man had lawyers listed on federal court database. They each face fines of up to 5 years in jail and fine up to $250,000 if convicted. This whole thing has got to stop, folks. And then on top of that, that one thing I was talking about for Hitler, CNN international anchor Christiane Annapour on Thursday highlighted that 82 years ago this week, Kristallnacht, which was an attack on Jewish homes, hospitals, and schools, which led to an estimation of over 90 deaths, took place. Annapour said Kristallnacht was a warning shot that led to the Holocaust and an attack on fact, knowledge, history, and truth. She argued that President Donald Trump's first 4 years in office have been a modern-day assault on those same values. Now, the problem with Christiane is that she is telling millions of people this without any proof, just like New Orleans wake up in the chat room is. This is what the demonic rats do. They never show any proof, and this is something that the American people have got to realize. Biden still has not won this election because of the fraud and deceptions that came from the left in this nation. But what is really sad is the media, like Christiane Annenpour, say things without any proof at all and leave the truth totally out of it. Yet because of what most Americans hear, that is the reason that this election was not a complete blowout of Biden for the presidency. If the truth had been told by the media, Americans would have no problem at all reelecting President Trump, because they would know without a doubt that Trump was indeed helping this nation. We are at the lowest unemployment for Hispanics, Blacks, and Asians ever. But Trump didn't do that, and no one needs to be concerned about that, according to the left. According to the left, all that matters are the lies that they tell about the man in the White House. The article that started this fact-finding mission here continued with this lying woman saying, this week, 82 years ago, Kristallnacht happened. It was the Nazis' warning shot across the bow of our human civilization that led to genocide against a whole identity, and that tower of burning books. It led to an attack on fact, knowledge, history, and truth. After 4 years of modern-day assault on those same values by Donald Trump, the Biden-Harris team pledges a return to norms, including the truth. And every day, Joe Biden makes presidential announcements about good governance and health and security of the American people, while the great brooding figure of his defeated opponent rages, conducting purges of perceived enemies and preventing a transition. No democracy can survive unless the majority of the people at least accept the same set of facts. Folks, what we have here is a failure to communicate by the left. All they know are lies. They know history, but only when they can change it to something that will help their cause. So, they do what this so-called journalist did here. She will bring up a horrible part of the past, like Hitler and his Kristallnacht, and then she will say that it is like President Trump's 4 years in the White House. No truth, no good for America. But the whole truth of this is she and the left wouldn't know the truth if it was the only thing they could see. And believe me, Annenpour does not know the truth. That is why she will take something like Kristallnacht in the 1930s and complain that Trump has done the same thing, when the truth of the matter is Trump is less like what she mentioned than she is. Trump is less like Hitler than any of the on the left are. Schumer is now saying the same thing, that now that Biden has won, America can start working to make America good again, with no proof. But the truth of the matter comes from the fact that the Democrats have no facts. Schumer says now that it looks like Trump is losing, Biden can get America back on track. The truth of this is what he really means is that the Democrats can get back to work, to the work of destroying this nation. And we have to listen here, folks, and destroying our freedoms and our liberties. And we have too many freedoms, according to them, so those will be going. Also, the tax cuts that Trump gave all of us will be taken away, so we will be paying the government more money. Why? Because they need more money so they can do more stuff, like paying Antifa and Black Lives Matter to riot and murder more. Yes, folks, they do that. They need more money to push welfare stuff, to promise all of us free money. But they have to take it from us in the first place to give it. They will be taking more and more of our freedoms away and taking away laws that prevent them from doing that. In other words, folks, there will be more destruction of our Constitution, which means another thing, folks, that I don't think any of you have thought about. Venezuela. That country used to be one of the richest in South America. Now it is one of the poorest in the world, and all because of the policies that their president and the government have placed on the people. That is what the Democrats want to do to America. And they want that because this nation is the richest nation on earth. And with all that money, it's got them seeing stars in their eyes, like, oh, look, all that money can be ours. Folks, do not doubt me on this one, because that is the plan of the left in this country. Our money is theirs. They want it, and they will do everything to get it, period. We have effectively screwed ourselves by listening to all their lies and believing them, and then giving Biden enough votes to warrant what we are going through now. And mark my words, if it turns out that Biden does win, do not bitch and cry, New Orleans, wake up, when your taxes go up, and they will. Because when it comes, you have screwed yourselves here. You will get what you deserve. The sad part is the rest of us didn't deserve it, but we will get it too. You see, my friends, when the leftist socialist types in Washington do something to push their agenda, we all pay the price. Not just the ones that didn't vote for Biden, we all pay. And paying for the destruction of America is not my idea of what a patriot should be doing. Only those from the American hating left want to do that. And then they'll cry and bitch and moan when they end up having to do it, pay for it too. Out of New Mexico comes another article that was written for the new media. This came from Breitbart and Nolte, who wrote, "We won, and that means it's time for the new media to stop responding to and reacting to the fake news media and to assume our place as the media." And we're in this one, he's not talking about Trump, he's not talking about Biden, he's not talking about anything except for what the media has done to America. He goes on and says, regardless of who ends up winning the 2020 presidential election, the fake media, the corporate media, the establishment media, whatever you want to call these degenerates, got wiped out last week. Their polls were exposed forever as propaganda and lies. Their crusade for identity politics went down in flames in the most left-wing state in the country. President Donald Trump won more votes than former President Barack Obama. Trump increased the number of people who voted for him by about 10 million. Trump won more minority votes than any Republican in decades. Democrats failed to capture Senate majority, although all the polls said they were going to. Democrats were crushed in the House races, and there's still a chance Her Lady of the Gourmet Ice Cream could lose that gavel. But that's not what the polls said. The media are disgraced, exposed, decapitated, and have lost all moral authority and their ability to sway public opinion, except for people like New Orleans Wake Up, who won't read anything else. So now it's time, in my opinion, for new media to assume the mantle of what we are. And what we are is the media. We are America's trusted source for news. We are the truth tellers. We are the fact finders. We are the journalists and reporters. And I'm not talking about conservative new media. Glenn Greenwald is new media. And those like him on the far right who share our commitment to truth and transparency, even if we disagree on the issues. So what does that mean? It means that we have to stop wasting our time, and this includes me, worrying about media bias. So what's the point? One of our biggest wins over the last few years was forcing the corporate media out of the objective closet, forcing them to reveal themselves as the far-left liars and activists that they all are. Bias is not an issue anymore, and every moment we spend documenting bias is time and energy that could be used for us to be the media, to take our case and report the facts and further our arguments to push our ideas. I don't care about media bias anymore, and I say it as someone who doggedly documented it for 2 decades, who's written probably 1 million words and thousands of pieces, not to mention tweets. Why are we wasting our time complaining about Jake Tapper or Brian Stelzer or Robin Roberts or Savannah Guthrie or the New York Slimes or Washington Post being unfair? What do we care if they don't present both sides? If they're not objective, caring and complaining is not only a waste of important time, it's taking troll bait. And that's all we're doing. I think one of the corporate media's last gasp tactics, beside ginning up riots, is to be so outrageously biased, those of us in the new media, and I'm as guilty as anyone, lose a day expressing their outrage. Yes, let me repeat that. I'm as guilty as anyone, and I'll forget about what I wrote here sometimes. Either my temper will get the best of me, or I will be a slow news day, and, well, it is my job to create content. And that is what the left does. The lying, lamestream media, if it's a slow news day, they create content. They make things up. But that is what that. But what I mean is, look at the Hunter Biden laptop story. We use so much of our energy to attack the fake media as unfair because they refuse to cover a legitimate scandal. Would some of our energy have been better spent getting the word out about the story? Finding a way to work around fascist censorship? What's the point of complaining about bias anymore? What's the point of trying to shame the shameless into honoring their own objective standards? There is no point. It's a waste of effort. Of course, we have to pay attention when a Jake Tapper threatens to blacklist us. That's different from bias and jumping on troll bait. Of course, we have to pay attention when Chris Cuomo physically threatens us and breaks quarantine. That's different from bias and jumping on troll bait. Of course, we have to let our readers know when the media are straight up lying. That's different from bias and jumping on troll bait. Maybe we should treat the media like we do the Democrat Party, specifically now that they are one and the same. What I mean is that if some blow-dried CNN anchor says something, we should ask ourselves if we would dare, if we would care if Nancy Pelosi said it. If we wouldn't, we should move on and go about the important work of actual journalism, because the journalists in this nation, especially at the New York Slimes, don't know journalism anymore. If the New York Times publishes something, we should ask ourselves if we would care if it was a Democrat National Committee press release. And if we wouldn't, we should ignore it. In a number of ways, the new media is already moving in this direction. I just want us to continue to and work this moment as a big victory. And folks, John Nolte was talking of the media like Breitbart, One America News, The Blaze, and others. And that will include conservative nation media here. We are the media now, and we should take great pleasure not only in the fact, but in acting like it. Because the media has shown itself to be the liars of the world. And the sad part about it right now is a lot of the people who believe everything that the media has been telling them have been duped in almost every way they possibly could be. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said during a news conference Thursday that his state would not participate in a nationwide lockdown if one is mandated by presumptive President-elect Joe Biden. "We are not going to participate in a nationwide lockdown," the Mississippi Republican said, according to WLBT-TV. Reeves added that shutting the economy down for 6 weeks would be totally and completely beyond reasonableness. The governor was responding to comments made by Dr. Michael Osterholm, the director of Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, who was among those named to Biden's transition COVID-19 advisory board. Osterholm said shutting down businesses across the nation for a period of 4 to 6 weeks while having the government underwrite all lost wages would check the spread of the disease while not taking the economy off the rails, according to CNBC. "We would pay for a package right now to cover all of the lost wages for individual workers, for losses to small bit companies, to medium-sized companies or city, state, county governments. We could do all of that," he said. "If we did that, then we could lock down for 4 to 6 weeks. Ulsterholm claimed that such a step would succeed like they did in New Zealand and Australia. We could really watch ourselves cruising into the vaccine availability in the first and second quarter of next year while bringing back the economy long before that. And that's a bunch of bullshit. You shut down businesses like that, the economy will not come back because a lot of these businesses are already on the brink of never coming back ever again. But Reeves said his residents can't shut down restaurants, gyms, and other businesses for the next 6 weeks and then come back and flip a switch and everything will be fine. That is not how the economy works, Reeves said. Reeves signed an executive order extending his previous safe recovery order and mask mandates for 15 counties on Tuesday, but he did not hold a news conference announcing the extension because his daughter had tested positive for COVID-19. The governor and his wife both tested negative. Now, I know a lot of the Democrats out there are going to be jumping for glee because this Republican's daughter tested positive. And it's just like they did with Rush Limbaugh when he was tested for stage 4 cancer. They were just gleeful and happy and everything. There was that to them, that was the demise of another voice that they didn't want around because it disagreed with them. And that's the thing that most of the Democrats are out there for now. They're saying, oh, we've got to have the and everything. But when the honesty comes out, they shut it down. And that's what's happened in this election. The honesty that actually came out was shut down. And this is the thing that's going on right now. We have in our nation, and I see it all over Albuquerque here, we're still shut down. And we have businesses that have absolutely shuttered. They're gone, and they're gone forever. Because the government cannot keep paying for people who are not working. The government cannot keep paying. And the main reason for that is it's because the government has no money without the people giving it to them first. And you take people out of work by shutting down an economy. People are not working. They're not bringing in any money. So therefore, the government is not bringing in any money. And that's the one thing that the Democrats don't understand. They don't get this. They think that, oh, all we have to do is print more money. No, when they print more money, it becomes less and less valuable. And with no money coming in, if they're printing money, that money that they're printing is not worth the paper that it was printed on. But the Safe Recovery Act order, which is now in effect until December 11th instead of expiring Wednesday, the Mississippi Clarion Ledger reported, I know that we are all tired and ready to move on, but the virus is still here. And it's going to be here for forever at the rate we're going because we're not being allowed to let our immune systems do the work to get rid of it. If the government had stayed out of this in the first place, the virus would have been gone. It would have been gone because Americans and people all over the world would have built up an immunity and it would have been gone. But wearing the masks and doing all this stuff, the CDC a few weeks ago said that 75 to 80% of the people who wear masks all the time or most of the time still caught the virus. Yeah, of course they did, because they were doing two things. They were shutting down their immune system, which is what the masks do, and the masks, the weave of the mask, is like a chain link fence to a mosquito for the virus. It's still going to get in there. But it would really be nice if in this next election, the liberal governors of all the states where they have kept us locked down, like here in New Mexico, where Governor Grisham is frustrated that the people won't follow her strict rules, would be unelected, because governors like Governor Grisham has yet to realize that she is nothing more than an employee of the people, just like all other liberal governors and representatives in Washington. They are nothing but representatives of the people. They are nothing but employees of the people. They're not the bosses of the people like they're constantly pushing everybody to believe. The people are the bosses of these representatives, not the other way around. And this has got to stop, folks. And people like New Orleans Wake Up in the chat room, he's constantly throwing out these things constant. And he did it in Bing Show on Sunday, or on, not Bing Show, but Vincent's show on Saturday. And Vincent finally got tired of it and kicked him out. This whole idea that we have a whole left on this country, in this country, that wants to destroy everyone's freedoms, they're not stopping to think that when they destroy people's freedoms, which is what Biden is about to do if he gets in there, the freedoms that are lost will also be theirs. The freedoms that are lost are not going to be just the conservatives or the people who voted for Trump. It's going to be everybody. Everybody's going to lose their freedoms. Everybody's going to lose their liberties. Everybody's going to have a raise in taxes. Everybody's going to bring home less money from their jobs. Not just the people who voted for Trump. It's going to happen to everybody. And that's where this whole thing has completely gone nuts on us. You know, the media has told everybody for years now how bad Trump is, but they never report the good things that he has done. So it's small wonder that people with small minds who will not go and research what is being told to them and find out that, hey, this isn't true. What the heck is going on here? Trump's not that bad. No, they won't do that. They won't do that because it's too much work. It makes them use their brains a little bit. And they don't want to do that. They want the liberal governors and the president Schumer and Pelosi and all of these other liberals in our government to run their lives for them. Tell them what to do and they'll do it. Give them all their money. Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's give them all their money. They'll give us free stuff. It's not free if you give it to them first. It comes out of your pocket. And that's where the Democrats and the liberals in this country have lost all semblance of reality. Because they think, oh, we're going to get all kinds of free stuff from Biden when he becomes president. He's going to give us all this great stuff. No, it's going to come out of your pocket first. It has to come out of your pocket first, because the government without the taxpayers has no money. And that is the one main fact that liberals in this country and Democrats who voted for Biden because he's going to give us all kinds of free stuff, that's the one thing that they have not realized, that all that free stuff is only there because they took the money from us in the first place. And then they spend more and more and more and then say, oh my God, we don't have any money. Let's raise taxes. There is where the government gets their money, and it doesn't matter. You know, they're talking now of getting rid of all of Trump's tax cuts. Why? Because they want more money. But they don't stop to think that when a tax cut comes in, revenues in the government go up, because people will have less money to spend to the taxes, and they'll spend more in other things, which means they're being taxed in other ways. The government gets more money. But when taxes are raised, people start hoarding money. They start taking money in. They start taking money and saving it up. They don't spend it anymore. They don't do anything anymore to bring the money into the government. So the government constantly keeps losing money. And they never seem to realize this. They never seem to figure out that, hey, wait a minute here. What's going on is we voted for a Democrat. Now he's raising our taxes. And oh, my God, we've got less money now. But that doesn't matter. Government has more money. They can give you more stuff now. From the Pinon Post here in New Mexico, which is New Mexico's version of Breitbart, comes this article headlined, Ted Cruz says New Mexico still vigorously contested state in presidential election. On Sunday, Texas's U.S. Senator Ted Cruz appeared on Fox News Sunday morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo to discuss the election and the media's continual urge to want to coronate Joe Biden as the next president. Cruz mentioned New Mexico in the states that are being hotly contested for the presidential race, saying the American people get to elect our president. And at this point, we've got numerous states that are very closely and vigorously contested, from Pennsylvania to Georgia, to Arizona, to New Mexico, to Michigan, to Wisconsin. New Mexico uses the Dominion voting system, which to tabulate the votes, which has been the one that has glitched in states like Michigan and changed thousands of Republican votes in swing districts to Democrat. It is unclear if similar irregularities happened in New Mexico elections. Just as minutes after the polls closed at 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 3rd, Joe Biden was prematurely declared the winner of New Mexico, despite zero votes being counted yet. Despite the fact that New Mexico on the map showed that the top quarter of the state was blue, the bottom three quarters was red. There are multiple races that face recounts, including the 13th Judicial District's district attorney race, where Democrat Barbara Romo and Republican Joshua Joe Jimenez are facing off for the seat with a razor-thin margin. The Sandoval County Clerk's Office had around 700 additional ballots to tally up Tuesday that were not included in the totals on the Secretary of State's website. Jimenez leads Romo by around 100 votes, reports KOB4, as well as Republican former New Mexico State Representative Ricky Little faces a recount where he leads Democratic Representative Willie Madrid by a handful of votes in the 53rd House District. Madrid erroneously and without evidence claimed Otero's County wasn't prepared for the election, alleging voter suppression. Folks, the only voter suppression that happened in America this year came from the Democrat Party. Plain and simple. It came from the Democrat Party. The Republicans were pretty much transparent on everything that they did. Biden, every time things got wrong with him, he hid in his basement. Trump was out there holding rallies with thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And Biden would come out every once in a while from his basement and give a rally, but they always showed it from the back. 10, 20 people there with masks on, not moving, not doing anything, just sitting there. And Trump was in the front talking. No energy, nothing. And you can tell me that Biden won? The last rally that Trump held had 57,000 people screaming four more years. There was all kinds of energy there. Something that you never saw in the Biden-Harris rallies. There were even several, one of Harris's rallies in Florida. She went there and no one showed up. This whole idea, folks, that what is going on is Trump losing is really ridiculous. From DC headline, clothesline comes this next good one, folks. Sidney Powell, an attorney for the Trump campaign, recently appeared on Mornings with Maria to discuss the topic of the day, election fraud. And during her exchange with host Maria Bartiromo, Powell laid it out all concerning the lawsuits that continue to mount over hammer and scorecard and so-called software glitch that illicitly delivered a number of votes key states to Joe Biden. In Michigan, in just one county, 6,000 votes were changed from Trump to Biden. Now, I don't care, you know, the guy that was in the chat room, he's total liberal, absolutely will not listen to reason because he reads it in the lamestream media and believes every word he reads because he doesn't know, he doesn't listen, he doesn't research. But Powell laid it all out concerning the lawsuits that continue to mount over these programs that were used. And there's been three of them, Hammer, Scorecard, and the one that was here in New Mexico. Let's see here. I lost it. Dominion. All three of them have done exactly the same thing. Given votes to Biden who were not there in the first place. And Joe Biden had it right. He said that he had the biggest voter fraud organization ever, and he didn't need people's votes now. He would need people later. They had this all planned. They had all the algorithms. They had the paper ballots waiting to be inserted if and when needed. And notably, President Trump's vote in the blue states went up enormously. That's when they had to stop the vote count. That's when the vote counts were stopped, when Trump started to gain. And then to go in and replace votes for Biden and take away Trump votes. Bartiromo responded by pointing out that news reports have linked Nancy Pelosi's longtime chief of staff, along with Dianne Feinstein's husband, Richard Blum, to Dominion Voting Systems, the company behind the voting software that the Democrats used to try to steal the election for Joe Biden. Powell says this is absolutely correct. Well, obviously, they have invested in it for their own reasons and are using it to commit this fraud to steal votes, Powell stated. I think they've even stolen them from other Democrats in their own party who should be outraged about this also. Bernie Sanders might very well have been the Democratic candidate, but they've stolen it from whoever they wanted to steal it from. Just accept it. Democrats. Biden lost. Anyone familiar with Powell, who was also an attorney for Michael Flynn, knows what she that she means business. This is mounting evidence from many different angles that proves, pending confirmation in the courts, that the Democrat establishment is attempting a coup against President Trump by trying to thieve his rightfully earned second term. Love him or hate him, the truth of the matter is that Trump won the 2020 election, and it is only a matter of time before the whole world sees it. Sure, millions of Trump haters will refuse to accept it, just like they did in 2016 and beyond, and they will know he won whether he liked it or not. Whether they liked it or not, the world will also eventually know the truth about Clinton crime family, which, like Pelosi and Feinstein, also linked to Dominion voting machines that were used to try to steal the election for Biden. These facts alone warrant a full and complete audit of all votes cast in Michigan, as well as every other state where they were used in the final hour to flip the results in favor of Biden against Trump. It's as rotten as it gets, one commentator noted. I just can't get over the shock and rage I have of seeing this coup having made it so close to succeeding. For me, it is an existential earthquake of satanic proportions. And it's too bad that New Orleans didn't stick around for that one. But I am glad that everybody was here today, including the person that was on the phone. And I'm glad that they were here to listen to my ranting and raving, which is always a lot of fun, especially when I get a liberal in the chat room who just will not listen and who believes everything that they have done and everything that they have heard from the lamestream lying media is the truth, and they won't research it because that's too much work for them. We will be back again next week. All through the week, of course, we do our updates, which posted onto Facebook. We don't do them Facebook Live anymore because I was constantly getting myself buggered on that, but I'm now putting them onto YouTube and onto BitChute and also Rumble, which is where Dan Bongino has his go, and that will be that's a lot of fun. I've already added three to Rumble for the New Wise Conservatism's removing the video liberal blindfold. Sorry about that. But we will be back next week and all week long, and we will see you again next week. Good to see you all there. God bless you. God bless our troops. And as a friend of mine used to always say, we will not be ruled. Have a blessed day. God bless you all, and I'll see you next week.